Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 8, 9, and 10. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. Believe the Promise Maker. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Have you ever been on a hike with your family? Some hiking trails are short and easy, with few hills and clear paths. Other hiking trails are more treacherous, with steep inclines and winding paths obscured by tree limbs or roots. Regardless of the difficulty of the trail, you probably want an adult or parent to guide you, especially if you don't know where you're going. When you have a guide, you can move forward because you trust the one leading you. Abraham went on a long journey. God promised him and his descendants a land that they would call their own, a land so bountiful that all their needs would be met. But can you walk in Abraham's sandals for a minute? Abraham didn't know much about this land. He had never been there. There were no maps for him to follow and no pictures for him to look at. He didn't get to decide if it looked like a land that would be best for his family, like you and your family do before planning a vacation or moving. He wasn't able to talk to anyone who had been there to get advice. He knew he would feel like a stranger in this land. Why would he go with little to no knowledge of this place? Count how many times the phrase, by faith, is used in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 3 and 8 through 16. Clearly, God is making a point with this repeated phrase. Faith in God enabled Abraham to move forward, to take one step after another. He knew that God was his guide. He trusted God to lead and provide for him and his family. Abraham believed that God knew what was best and had many good things waiting for Abraham and his family. Abraham's journey also taught him that this earth was not his forever home. When Abraham and his family arrived in this land, they made their home as strangers in a strange land. They knew that this was only a temporary home. Our text tells us that Abraham was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. God promised him a forever home, heaven. Abraham saw beyond this world and pressed on, trusting that his eternal home was waiting in heaven. Like Abraham, we believe that the town or buildings in which we live on this earth is only a temporary home. Christians sometimes feel like strangers as we live in this world. Though our lives in this sinful world might be filled with ups and downs, the end of our journey is just the beginning of our life in heaven. That's a home worth waiting for, and it's all yours through faith in Jesus. Let's journey together with God as our guide. We pray for a stronger faith. O Lord, give us faith like Abraham's, that follows where you lead and holds to your promise of heaven. We praise you for your goodness to us. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.